Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We believe you ought to know about it. And I am so excited to have in studio with me two people that I really love. And let me tell you something. They've been doing theater for a very long time. They are very accomplished. They don't like to talk about it. I remember when Austin Van was part of Sesame Street Dance Theater. Am I correct about that? Like Sesame Street on Sesame Ice Street or something like that?
Well, Sesame Street Live. We were on skates and on... We were dancing. It was crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah. That was in your youth.
That was in my youth.
We won't
but
talk about how long ago.
I met you when I was 10.
You know, sure, you did. Yeah. And then, of course, joining her in studio is Jamecia Bennett. And Jamecia, you are a singing something. I don't know how your lips stay on your face because you are a singing child. And I just, you know, you are from a legacy, a dynasty.
Yes.
With your mother, yourself, and your daughter, Paris. And
yes,
wow,
ma'am.
God bless you, honey. It's good to see
Thank
you both. We are here to talk about the New Dawn Theater Company. And I have said many times this company is new and we want people to donate. We want people to come out and support. Crowns was the first one that you did.
Yes.
And boy, did I love that piece. Oh. I thought it was so great. I think I came four times.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And you kept saying, I'll give you a comp ticket. I was like, no, I'm paying.
It's so glad
trying
you
to support.
Did.
Yeah, yeah. But really, it was just so much fun. I never tired of it at all.
I'm so glad.
Are teaming up with Yellow Tree Theater.
Yes.
For the regional premiere of Skeleton Crew. Tell
yes.
us about it.
Skeleton Crew is written by Dominic Moore. So, who some consider to be the young August Wilson.
Ah.
She writes only about Detroit, about the citizens of Detroit, about their pride and about their beauty, about their strength. When she was here, we were doing Detroit 67 at Penumbra.
Mm-hmm.
We got a chance to talk to her, and she's so sick and tired of people pulling apart Detroit. And she wants people to know, and she does this through her writing, how beautiful it actually is because of the people. And then in this particular show, Skeleton Crew, she writes about the devastation of the recession and the plants closing and what happened to so many African Americans, because most African Americans were, a lot of African Americans were employed in the auto industry. So
right.
Hundreds and thousands of people were unemployed when the plants closed.
That's right. This is real. This is reality.
It's reality.
Right. So this is reality on the stage.
Absolutely.
And you talk about this. I went to Yellow Tree's website. And Skeleton Crew, it says it's a powerful story of working class survival.
Yes.
And if there is never another time that this should be talked about, it is right now.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. This is one of the reasons why we're here in this state. Mm-hmm. America is in this state that we're in. People being so desperate to vote in certain kinds of ways
mm-hmm.
because they lost their livelihood.
Mm.
There were more African Americans employed in the auto industry than most other industries in our nation. So you close all those plants down, and what do you do? And you also have a city that is suffering from white flight and no taxes going through there and,
right.
and redlining and,
right.
and blockbusting and no services in their city and a city that's going bankrupt mm-hmm. and all these things.
Yeah. So, and if people have never seen a city die, we have plenty of examples in this country, unfortunately.
Yes.
Plenty. And now let's talk about the cast for a minute, because Jamecia, you are part of a pretty heavy cast, and it's very few of you. I think it's four people,
it's
correct?
Only four.
Yes.
Give us the names of it. Jamecia is you, and it's...
Darius Dodge, mm-hmm. Mikhail Sapp, and we have a person from New York City, Nadej
Mateus.
Nadej Mateus came from New York.
Yes.
Nadej, you are about to hear, honey, some fabulous acting up in here.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, people come here from New York and they're just thrilled at how great the acting
and
the vocalists are here. So, you know, congratulations on that, Jamecia. And
Thank
to know that you probably think way in advance, the way I see you work, Austin, you think way in advance. Sometimes you'll think, okay, I'm going to have these three shows and I already know who I want in my cast.
Absolutely.
Or at least two of them, right?
Yes, I hear them when I'm reading a play. I'll hear the voices. And when I was reading the play, and Dominique does such a wonderful job at putting the flesh on these bones, I heard Jamecia right away. I said, Jamecia, I think this is the play for you. And she said, wow. Oh no, Seth. And then she read it, yeah. And that was it. And I heard it. I heard Darius, and I heard Mikkel, and we saw Nadezhda's recording. She sent in a recording. We're like, that's Shanita, right there.
Wow, I actually know someone by the name Shanita. You don't hear that name often. So this is not a musical.
It's not a musical. Well, but there's music in it. Dominique wrote this. Stop. She gets mad because there's always music in everything that I do. But Dominique wrote in the transition, because that's who we are as a culture. We're musical. So she's got
music. So it's a play with music.
With musical undertones, definitely, especially in the transitions.
Yeah, but of course, Jamecia, it's hard because a lot of times you are, you know, typecast because they know you can sing and they know you can act. I mean, I saw you, you know, in The Wiz and so much more. You came out and did one song and blew the minds out. I mean, just like, whoa. Does it frustrate you sometimes, though, because you have so much that you want to do that you can do?
Yeah,
right?
It does sometimes, you know, because you really want to get to the point to where you can show your acting skills. And this show here has definitely given me the opportunity to show that side of me without not one singing part.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm really, they tried, but, you know, but I really appreciate it because this is a heavy show and I'm really honored to play this character because she carries a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, she's been in the industry for 29 years and this plant is closing and she gets her retirement fund at 30 and they're closing before she even gets it.
Oh, wow.
So
did they spend the pension and all of that, or does she get it? Does she ever get it? You're not going to tell me, are you?
Can't tell me.
Can't tell you.
Whoa. See, my heart already aches. This is happening January 31st through March 1st. What do you hope people will immediately glean from this? And I'm sure there are lots of undertones because you're good at that. So tell me, what do you hope they immediately glean from this piece?
I hope they see the human stories in this and are able to relate to people when everything is pulled out from underneath them, and that they are able to see how people deal with struggles, how their mettle is tested. Each one of them are going through the same. It's not about one person, but they're four very individual people that are dealing with the same situation in different ways. Mm-hmm. And I want them to relate. And I want people who are comfortable in their lives to see what it's like to have everything pulled away from them and how you can still survive and still have hope and still have a future.
Will the audience be uncomfortable with that?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. And that's how the conversation begins. Yeah. A lot of people don't like that, but that's how the conversation begins. Here's what's interesting about you, Austin. You are already an actress, you're a singer, dancer, and so much more. And here you are now the owner of a new Dawn Theater, brand new theater company. And so you see it from a different perspective. A lot of times theaters are birthed and owned by someone who never took the stage, but you have been on that stage over and over again. You've worked with some of the greatest directors throughout the country.
Yes.
And here you are now with New Dawn. What has been the biggest challenge for you?
The biggest challenge for me has been wearing so many hats at once.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get some sleep. and also looking at it from a producer's standpoint. I've been a director for a long time, but producing is a whole nother hat, making sure that things are up and running and organizational.
The money is made, yep.
Money.
So you need a development person, don't you?
We need to develop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're all the things. Our company is all the things. Mm-hmm. We're the development and the fundraising and the box office and the
everything.
Everything.
And do you still have all of the company members you had at the beginning?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the hard thing. It really is. It's not that they don't want to be a part of it. People get too busy, or all of a sudden they're flying off and they spend a lot of time out of town. And so you need hands-on volunteers.
And
are you calling out for volunteers?
I am. I am calling out for volunteers, but people have to, you know, there's a lot of people who would love to help. They have the heart to help, but they don't have the time to help. And I find that as well. So I do have a handful of people, T. Michael and Jamecia and Regina and Thomasina, et cetera, who are hands-on for real in my
Yolanda
company.
Being there
and Yolanda, Bruce, and my attorney who's at the box office with me.
Wow.
And Vital, like in the box office with me.
Right.
So seeing that is humbling. And it's also fuel to keep going. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody can, even though they want to. But yes, we still need volunteers until the time where we can hire a staff. Mm-hmm. And until then, we're all learning different aspects of this company.
So how many theater pieces are you going to produce each year? Are you sticking to two right now?
We're going to still do... Two and a half, meaning we're going to still do the devised play.
Okay.
So two for sure, and we have a, stay tuned, we have a season.
What is a devised play?
A devised play. So we'd like to collect stories from inmates, mm-hmm. or, I'm sorry, citizens of the penal system.
Yes.
And we develop shows from there. So
okay.
we read them.
And there's a book
or perform
for that.
Them.
Yeah,
yes,
right?
We have mm-hmm. a book from that. And next year we're going to have a bang-up season. We've already got that together. And it's super exciting who we're co-producing with.
So is this particular piece from that group of people? It was inspired by that or no?
This co-production is separate from what we're going to be doing
okay,
next
gotcha,
year. But
gotcha.
I love the Yellow Tree and I love the artistic directors there. They're husband and wife.
Yeah,
been
yeah.
doing it for 12 years.
Yeah.
They are committed to diversity and excellence and positivity. They're super amazing.
You know, collaboration though comes sometimes it's the buoyancy underneath us
yeah.
when
absolutely.
It comes to theater. Right?
Yeah.
Because you have to have it. So whatever you have to do, I mean, you see it with the big theaters even. They're going out and
yeah.
collaborating
yeah.
with other theaters that are smaller
oh, yeah.
and allowing them to rise up.
Yeah.
So I really hope that it's doing that for you. I'm hoping that you will get all the money you need, that you will get all the time in your life that you need to make it successful.
Thank you.
And a whole lot of people are in your corner because I know what that's like. It's like pastors. All their friends say, as soon as you become a pastor, I'm coming to your church. They don't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
They don't.
Yeah.
It is a great analogy when it comes to theater. You know, you say, I'm going to start this, and they go, oh, I'm going to really support you in that. And it's not that they don't necessarily want to.
Right.
It's just that we have so many details in our life, and we're so distracted by so many
absolutely.
Other things that we just forget about it.
People have lives. Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. you know, I just hope that it will be so successful because I'm telling you, Crowns was so much fun, and you have amazing talent in it. I mean, you got Jamecia sitting here.
It's an embarrassment of talent. It really is.
It's beautiful.
And it's a joy to work with the people that you've known for a long time
right.
that are also super, hyper excellent,
right.
you know, and to have that set in, knowing that that's set in stone, but also know that they're positive people to work with
right.
and geniuses and wonderful in the collaboration process is more than I can.
Oh yeah,
it's a God thing for sure.
Final question: I know that you have different ways that you go home and fill up. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
What brings that joy back to you? How do you fill up and get stronger to get out there and do it some more and do it again? And you have this group of people around you that call and talk to you, and you see them. But I can just imagine. In today's world where you've got distractions, you've got the impeachment, everything happens, there's so much happening. But Minnesotans are true to theater.
Yes.
We support theater.
Yes.
So is that one of the things when you get the phone call saying, hey, I'm getting 5 tickets today to come see the
yes.
show? Is that
absolutely.
The thing now that's kind of helping you rise up?
Oh, my
up?
Gosh. It's so inspiring. It's uplifting when you hear people that want to give money.
Yeah.
Who want to volunteer time?
Yeah.
That's time.
Time.
Come out and talk yeah. to people. We just had Kevin Washington and Solomon come out
yeah,
to
yeah.
talk, because they're from Detroit,
yeah.
to talk to our cast. They volunteered their time.
You learned
Gerlin.
A lot from that, didn't
oh,
you, Jamecia?
Oh, my God.
Right? Because they were there.
They were there when it happened.
When it happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was
so
just,
a book can't even replace that
yeah.
because they had the experience,
yeah. and
right?
And to see their lives on stage.
Oh,
you know?
It's
but
been
you're,
incredible.
You're a changed person, Gerlin, when you see people reaching out to help
yes.
you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I asked that of my attorney. I was like, so you just do this for people?
Right,
and she's
right.
like, yeah, people do stuff for people for nothing.
Right.
And I believe in you.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a pleasure having you both in studio.
Thank
Austin,
you.
Keep going, honey.
Thank
New
you,
New Dawn Theater
Gerlin.
Deserves a chance. If people want more information about this, your collaboration with the Yellow Tree Theater with a T-R-E at the end, where do they go for tickets?
They go to yellowtreetheater.com, theater with an R-E.
Okay, and get your tickets now. It's going from January 31st through March 1st. Are you Wednesday through Sunday, or is it Tuesday through Sunday? Do you know?
Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday. I'm so looking forward to seeing it. I will be there to support you, and don't, you know.
Thank
let
you,
me pay
Gerlin.
For it, honey. Let me pay
Gerlin,
for it.
Gerlin, we want you to come on through.
I'm coming.
And we love
I'm coming.
Thank you so much for supporting us.
Oh,
Gerlin.
It's my pleasure. Again, it's called Skeleton Crew. You do not want to miss it. It's actually taking place at Yellow Tree Theater.
At Yellow Tree in Osseo.
And is that Osseo? That's
yes.
Right, Osseo. All right, thanks for coming in, you
Thank
guys.
You, Geraldine.
We're going to come take a break, and then the owner of Crooners is going to join me to talk about her love story. If you get to hear this story, she's making her rounds to tell how Crooners came to be, how the Dunsmore Room was named after her husband after he died, and how quick that romance happened, and how special it is. And for those of you that feel like you have no chance, just know you need to hear this story. We'll be back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.